right outside the Droshibas Police building. Yes. Now, could you just briefly summarize exactly what happened here yesterday to you?
My English is a little bit rusty at the moment, but I came here yesterday to... How it will be? Yes, negums in English.
To make a sort of deposition or...
To give in a report or something like that. And in Latvian legislation, it is possible to not to do it in written form, but just tell what you want to say. It turned out that they are not ready to do this. I had a tape recorder with me to record the report I was going to give. Well, we had a short conversation. They were interested to... As I said, that they thought I was recording. I said, yes, of course I'm recording. It all happened not inside the building, but in front of inside, just in front of the door. Okay. Before any detectors and anything. Well, I asked a few questions. Why I was... what was going to happen, what was the legislation, what is it going to happen. They didn't give me any answer, saying that you can always ask it later. Now we are detaining you because you are not fulfilling our orders. Well, I said, okay, I'm not going to fight with policemen in
So this wasn't—it wasn't, you know, a covert recording or anything. You were there with your. It was obvious that your dictaphone had, was there. You know?
Yes, of course it was. I had a jacket with a pocket here, and the recorder was the pocket was open, and here was the recorder.
And so
the only they saw the recorder, and as I said, well, saw that well, it's a good thing we could do it.
Were you surprised what happened subsequently?
Yes. For a moment, you have seen Picture Matrix, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. For a moment, when they were saying, "Now we are detaining you. We will use physical force." I was feeling like what is called Mr. Anderson with the Mr. Smith, and. Is it happening really? Is it happening with us, with me here and now? And it can't be. It just can't be. But it could be.
So did they, you know, officially read you your rights and say you are now under arrest? Or
nope,
did they just...
Nope. Nothing like that.
And so they then took you into the main building?
Yes.
Did they do all the metal detecting checks that they usually do?
No. It was absolutely funny.
Okay. And... I mean, you were saying in your press conference just now that your contention is that it's a public place. Anyone, any Latvian citizen can record, can photograph in a public place.
Yes.
They contend that it's not a public place or that they just have the right to do this anyway.
You mean...
Well, I mean,
if you're,
are you disputing that you're in a public place and they're saying you're not in a public place?
Or? I'm disputing a few things. First thing is if I'm staying here in front of the building and taking pictures of the building as long as I want. There's no legislation at the moment that forbids me to do so. The other thing is that I come to their building with a recorder, but I'm not going inside because it's not possible. They have all the detectors, everything. I think I have a report. I want to give it to you. In that case, I'm disputing, I'm asking for any normative acts that make it possible for them legally to check me, to forbid me to record anything. And the fact is they don't have anything of this. It's a kind of...
It
seems impossible, but it's so...
But why now as well? You were saying that, you know, you're kind of a thorn in their side or pain in the ass, I think you said.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Have they just lost patience with you, or do they want to make an example of you, or is it a warning to other journalists?
The right answer, of course, would be that yes, of course, they are kind of trying to frighten other journalists and making me an example and so on and so on. But the real thing is that... If you don't train a dog regularly, it becomes lazy and more or less stupid. If agency like this doesn't have any control, any real control, not control on paper, but any real parliamentary or any other control that looks on their fingers and looks what they are doing, what is the effectiveness, where are the spies caught and everything. If nothing of this is done, then they too have become lazy and stupid. And that's the main case. I'm not so... Well, illegal detentions happen everywhere and in all countries, and well, policemen are that kind of thing. From time to time, they are just people. But the real case is that all this agency works this way. They are not capable of any real work. This case demonstrates this total ineffectiveness. Well, a person comes to your place, starts taking pictures. You don't know what to do. It's normal. Well, you are a state agency, but you don't know what to do. But normally it would be that after that you make some analysis what you will do next time. If you need some legislation made or some... But after a week, the person comes again as they don't know what to do again. And that's not good. I don't care about myself, but it's not good for the country. Yeah. If police of one of the main state structures of police is acting this way.
And so, what do you think happens now in the future between you and the security police? I mean, is this going to happen on a regular basis? Or
I know my rights. I have a few more things to do in different ways. There's a good, I don't know the origin of the proverb or what it's called, but what's the right action you must take if someone is breaking into your flat and started breaking the door? The right action is to start breaking in from your side, because burglars don't understand what's happening. How can it be? That's what I'm going to use my rights in 100%.
You're going to keep breaking the door from the other side.
As long as I feel that what they are doing is not good for the country and illegal.
And finally, on Sunday we have the World Press Freedom Awards happening right here in Riga.
Yes, I know.
What do you think about that?
I can give some correct answer to that, but I don't think about that.
Okay, thanks very much.
Sorry.